There's no school or any part of the city that's immune to children engaging in risky behaviors.
Associate School Superintendent for Support Services Will Carestis. The school board has agreed to consider outreach efforts for a condom distribution program. District-wide data indicates an increase in the number of students who are sexually active. But in order to expand a condom program to all high schools, the district would need approval from the State Education Department. Carestis says it's now important to reach out to the community and parents.
We want to take a very comprehensive approach to this. We want to try to solve a bunch of things at first. But our process in this, at this point, is to not really roll out that policy. The board will have to interact with all of the feedback that we're going to get. The board will take the time that it needs to evaluate that feedback from parents, from students, and other stakeholders. There is an availability process that is conducted by a health professional or a school nurse. There's an individual education that must go on between that school nurse and the student. And most importantly, there's parental engagement. So obviously, parents get to opt out of this policy should they choose.
What are the parents saying?
Well, so far I'm hearing what I want to hear, which is it's very important that parents be at the table. These are decisions and conversations that parents must have with their children, so parents will be our first stakeholder group with which we interact.
In some Buffalo schools where pregnancy prevention programs and clinics are in place, students already have access to condoms. Carestis says putting condoms in high schools could help prevent pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
At any given time, we are aware of at least 200 students that are pregnant or about to be parenting teens, but that could be a very conservative number. My estimate is that it usually lands somewhere between 200 and 400 anywhere in the city, and that's not just students that are members of the public school system, that's across all schools, non-public charters, etc.
Current data indicates 44% of city high school students are having sex. 35% are not using protection. Carestis calls it troubling, but doesn't consider it alarming. He notes it's not a unique problem to urban populations and is something that involves young people all across all demographics in the U.S. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.